Psalm 103, first five verses. And you know, you read the book of Psalms, and it's primarily praise, lifting God up, rejoicing. Psalm 103, no different, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And let's pray. Father, bless this time we're going to spend together. I pray that you just speak to our hearts. Thank you for what you've done already here tonight. Lord, we've been blessed already. Amen. Your Holy Spirit has moved among us and in us. We've heard those praises of your people in thanksgiving, rejoicing. Now, Father, we just ask you to speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. How do we make this work, Phyllis? Pray for the Myers. They're on their way to Ohio. Hopefully they're there. All right. And where's my other control? No, that's the other one. It be. Look back there. Need the clicker. All right, Psalm 103. And of course, David offering praise as he so often does. And I thought about this. You know, we're in the Thanksgiving holiday, and it's one of the most festive holidays that's celebrated in our country. People of all walks of life, religions, ethnic backgrounds, races, ages, will join together on Thanksgiving Day to give thanks for their blessings. Now, we know they're not all Christians, and I cannot believe that's not here. Boy, don't you love it when the devil gets in something? Yeah. You know, that thing should never leave my pulpit. No reason for it to leave, but it's not here. So, Josh, turn me down a little bit. Now, so many will celebrate the holiday, but one of the sad things saddens my heart is because of all the festivities and things, it seems like the meaning of the day tends to get lost. Okay. All right. The meaning of the day gets lost. Football games, full belly, day off of work, parades, all that kind of stuff. Nothing wrong with it. It's okay. But it just steals people's attention away from what's the day really about. We all know that the original day in America, by the way, Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving celebrations, goes way back from America. If you read your Bible, you'll find it in the Old Testament over and over again. Days of Thanksgiving proclaimed. But it gets lost. And that burdens me, and I don't want it to be lost for us. And so, turkeys, trimmings, and true Thanksgiving. And I want to talk for just a couple of minutes about the fact that true thankfulness is not something one day a year, but it's something that's demonstrated in our lives every day. And how do we demonstrate that thankfulness? Well, I'm glad to ask. One way we can demonstrate our thankfulness is to acknowledge God's blessings. You know, I gave you that little card tonight, and that's the first time we've ever done that. But you know, I'm rejoicing that we did that. Because that's the best participation we've ever had on Thanksgiving Eve in praising the Lord. Usually we got a few people to, you know, I'm thankful for this or that. But we had a lot of people tonight. And that's a wonderful thing. But see, we need to learn to acknowledge God's blessings every day. You know, we take His blessings for granted. But think about this. You know, there's people out there who really have not been blessed by God like we have. We, of all people, ought to be the thankful people. And as I said, not take God's blessings for granted. And, you know, I thought about it. We have children. And I know we don't expect our children to come every day and you know, hug us and thank us and praise us. But we do expect our children to be thankful and to acknowledge the blessings. I know probably every one of us as parents has at some time or another done something for one of our kids, and they didn't appreciate it at all. And it makes you want to pinch your little head off. Amen. You know, I did this, I went to this trouble, I went to, and you don't even appreciate it. I think God feels. So we need to acknowledge. And then the second thing we need to do is have this attitude of praise. David says, forget not all His benefits. He's remembering and he's living. You know, as you read about David, it seemed like he lived in an attitude of praise. When you read the Psalms, don't you come away with, you know, David was human. He had his down times and things, but it just seemed like he had this praiseful spirit about God. We need to have that. He has been good to us. And we need to remember that. We need to live in an attitude of praise. You know, everybody can do one of two things. We can either complain or we can praise. You know, the optimist praises, the pessimist complains. We need to be a people of praise. We need to learn to consider what we have and quit belly aching about what we don't have. You know, so often we get wrapped up in this thing. Well, I don't have this. Or I need this. Or I don't want... Hey, why don't you stop and think about what you have? Do you know you ate better today than a lot of people in the world will eat this week? We'll go home and we have these comfortable homes. I preached about this Sunday, you know, with heat. All we got to do is go over and touch the little button and heat comes on. We go over, we turn the little thing, all water comes out. Man, we get up in the morning, we can jump in a nice hot shower. You ever think about a lot of people in the world will never experience some of those things? We need to be a people of praise. And by the way, we get wrapped up in this, we start envying the unsaved and the wicked. You know, we see them getting ahead. We see them driving the fancy cars and the big houses. And, you know, they got the big bank accounts and all that kind of mess. And sometimes we get to belly aching and kicking our lower lip. And, no, don't envy them. Listen, that's all they're ever going to get. They're having all theirs here. Ours is still waiting. And then we ought to have... We ought to show actions resulting from a thankful heart. In other words, we should have this praiseful spirit, but it ought to evidence itself in a lot of ways. See, true thanksgiving is going to stir you to do some things. Now, I thought about this. Somebody does something nice for you. What's your reaction? I hope you want to do something for them. Listen, God's done wonderful things for us. And it ought to result in some things that happen in our lives, like saying thank you. Amen. You know, that's kind of been lost in our society. You know, a lot of our young people, I was taught when somebody gives you something or does something, you say thank you. A lot of our young people don't. And ladies, listen to me. I'm going to give you one of my pet peeves. Now, my wife knows I open doors, close doors for ladies. If I'm coming in a store and there's a lady there, I open the door. Or I should say a female. But anyway, listen, if somebody opens a door for you, say thank you. Man, so many open the door for a lady, she'll walk right in like, you know. You know, sometimes I just, being ornery, I'll say, you're welcome. Huh? Somebody does something, we ought to be thankful. When the Lord does something, we ought to not just say our thanks, but we ought to show our thankfulness. Show it by being obedient. Show it by helping others. Show it by giving to others. And then we ought to show it by serving the one who's been so good to us. You know, God wants us to serve Him. We all know that. And one of the ways we show how thankful we really are to Him is being obedient to do what He told us to do. And then we ought to savor our blessings. You know what I mean by that? We ought to enjoy them to the max. Listen, Josh and Sue, you got children at home, but you got kids or grandkids and great-grandkids. Listen, enjoy them to the max. They're a blessing from God. We get so wrapped up in material things, we lose the real important things. You know, we get wrapped up in having a new car or a new house or this or that, and here we got kids and grandkids and great-grandkids that we're not giving time to or attention to when we can. We got family members, we got friends that we're not taking advantage of opportunity. Listen, those are blessings God's given us. And then one last thing. We demonstrate thankfulness by keeping appreciation for God's grace that's shown to us. Listen, we've talked over and over about how we deserve nothing. Everything we thank God for tonight, we don't deserve. It's by His grace. And you know, so often we take for granted. Again, the psalmist says, verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And one of the greatest benefits of God is grace. Because we're saved by grace. We're kept by grace. We live for God by grace. When's the last time you thank God for the grace He's shown to you? See, grace is getting what we don't deserve. That a cross at God's riches at Christ's expense. We ought to be a thankful people. And we need to demonstrate our thankfulness. You know, probably anybody who's saved, and you could go to them and say, are you thankful to God? And they would say, oh yeah, I'm thankful. And first and foremost, I'm thankful I'm saved. Well, that's great. But do you live thankfulness? Do you live in a way that demonstrates I am truly thankful to God? Well, we're going to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. Most of us have plans to get together with people and, you know, cook a ham or a turkey or chicken or a goose or something. And we'll enjoy the day. And that's a good thing. But listen, let's be thankful every day. Because God sure has been good to us. Let's pray. Father, thank You for our time together this evening. And thank You for the words of testimony of thankfulness that have been offered up. Lord, You have been good to us, and we don't deserve it. And we want to acknowledge it. And I pray that You would help every one of us to have that desire in our heart to not just be thankful, but to live thankfulness. Thank You that we can have a Thanksgiving holiday and get together with family and enjoy banqueting and other activities. But Lord, when the day's over, help us to continue on in our thankfulness. Day in and day out, in the ups and downs, help us to keep our eyes on you and how good you've been to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, God bless you. You're dismissed. Don't forget, one bag of potatoes, two bags of apples for every household.